Welcome to Marriage and Things. I'm Bria.
And I do not approve of that introduction.
Well, okay.
But yeah, by the way, I'm Tessalon. Everyone just calls me Tess.
Tessalon the Don. Okay.
I do not approve of that either.
I love Tessalon the Don, even though you're not a weight pusher. But if you're listening to this, I hope you enjoyed our introduction. And leave us a review, a comment, give us 5 stars. Do it, all of that helps us.
We need all the love we can get.
Yes. So much love in the building. So it's been a month to the day, exactly a month, since we moved into this apartment, into the Felician home. And how'd you say it's been, Tess?
It's been everything I expected. Just wonderful.
Just magnificent.
Yes, I mean, I'm always hungry. Can I say that? It's only because we haven't really gotten the cooking system down packed yet. You know, we cook whenever we feel like, which is like
after work.
Every other day, you know. So until we get that down, everything else is good. That's the only thing that I'm really missing.
You're missing food.
I'm missing food. Yeah.
We have lots of food here. It's just not cooked.
Exactly, yes.
And that's the problem.
Yes.
Well, at least we have lots of food to not cook.
That is true.
Yes.
And I miss you, Mom.
Oh my gosh, my mom, my grandma, they just like my personal chefs. Not anymore, though. Not anymore. Now I have to cook on my own.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all a part of growing up, isn't it?
Well, we sort of have a system already. You always cook breakfast, and I always cook food if I make it home in time to cook dinner. No, you cook breakfast, I cook dinner if I make it home in time. So, that's a pretty good system.
It slightly works, but it'll get better eventually.
And lunch is the leftovers from dinner if I made dinner. So, yes. If I didn't make dinner, then we're kind of like going into the next day of hunger.
If she didn't make dinner, then it's most likely waffles or something like that.
You just burped.
I'm sorry, bro.
I just wanted to know what it was.
Yeah, I just burped.
Okay. Cool.
You guys didn't hear that.
Whatever. So it's been a month, but now we're in the best month. It is March Madness. I love basketball. That's a crowd going wild. The crowd is me.
Okay, moment of silence. Did you see what happened Thursday?
I'm so mad at LSU basketball, Johnny Jones, Jordan Mickey, all of them. We led by 16 points at one point, and then we lost.
I know, but that first half was a hell of a half. I give it to you, LSU. I don't really watch college basketball, not that much. Not until March Madness, but yeah, we finally got in the postseason. And we just did not deliver.
We delivered the first half, and then the second half, we were just like, what?
Yeah, like, I was ready to throw my TV out into the pool.
We were screaming, and we were screaming like it was football season in LSU. And I'm still mad about the loss. I was so angry. I took it personal. I took the loss personal. We could have been in the second round playing today, but no. We would have lost today, but it's still beside the point. Beside the point, we should have been playing today.
And also, we would have been the only team to beat Kentucky because I think they're going to go undefeated. Like
we should have beat Kentucky earlier this year.
That's true.
We should have beat them. We only lost by 2. Mm. Oh, I'm so hurt.
I guess it's the last mile syndrome.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie. Making to the tournament is still a big deal because I've been waiting for like 2 years. We should have been in the last 2 years. We should have made it in. But now we finally have a really good team. But even Charles Barkley, who was like the biggest hater, said LSU was one of the top 10 teams. We weren't the only ones to fall victim to the upset. Well, this wasn't really upset. They just came back and beat us. But they had some really good games on this week. I'm not going to lie. Some really good games.
Who else got upset?
Not upset, but like they lost after they lost a big lead. Ooh, UAB. Who did UAB beat?
I can't even. I'm not even sure.
Oh, UAB, they shouldn't have won, but they did, and it was beautiful. Who did they beat? I can't remember. who else? Texas and Butler. Baylor, yeah, that was a big upset. Baylor and Georgia State. Georgia State upset Baylor, which was a really fun game. The coach was on. He had a cast, and he fell out the chair when his son made the, like, game-winning three.
Yes. It's too late to research for this topic.
I just want to know, UAB beat, oh, they lost by 20 to UCLA today. Oh, that sucks.
Okay, so why did we not fill out a bracket? Like, is that not what couples do?
Well, I didn't watch that much basketball this season to know. Okay. Like, who was, like, I didn't even watch enough women's basketball. And I love women's.
If you know us, we're really big sports fans. So I'm quite surprised we didn't fill out a bracket this year.
I didn't, like, I really didn't watch it. I thought about it. And I was like, well, what's the point if I have no idea who's going to win? Mm-hmm. I thought about putting LSU into the championship game. Should have did it. But speaking of women's, right? Why is nobody talking about women's? I used to play, so it's probably why I care so much, but it's like people forget that there's a women's tournament going on at the same time. And actually moved it this year. It actually starts at the same time as men's. And it's, the Final Four is going to be like alternate days. So, yeah.
And for some reason, the women just get no love for some reason.
Ever. It's so upsetting because they're great. Even though I'm so sick of UConn winning, I'm really sick of UConn in general.
So who has a chance to knock off UConn this year?
Well, they lost already. In the beginning of the season, they lost to Stanford. That's the only team that's beat them this year.
Okay.
And Stanford ended up losing a lot of games, too. They weren't even Pac-12 champs. They were the tournament champs, but not the regular season champs.
Okay. So who do you predict in the final game?
I don't even know the bracket, but
just pick two teams.
If I could pick any team that could beat UConn, I would pick South Carolina or Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Not even the Lady Tigers?
I'm being realistic. I am not being like any loyal. I'm gonna be realistic. We're like an 11 seed.
You never know, Bri. Cinderella.
You know, we got destroyed by South Carolina, and South Carolina got destroyed by UConn. So, chain of command says, or whatever, deductive reasoning says, we're going to lose to UConn, too.
Well, I'm rooting for you, Lady Tigers. I got you.
I love the Lady Tigers. I am Lady Tigers' number three fan, but I will be realistic.
I am a diehard alumnus.
Yes, alumnus.
Okay, I got that right.
But you're not a diehard alumnus. Who do they play today? I bet you can't tell me.
Well, that's not really important. What matters
is they play South Florida at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, and
they're gonna win. Like, I already know this. Like, I don't even know why she asked me that question. Like, I already knew the answer.
Well, I hope they win because we're going hard for them, and this podcast is gonna come out after the game's over.
Okay.
So,
next subject.
When we're not watching basketball, what are we gonna be doing, Tess?
Watching A Different World?
No. Well, reading.
Reading.
A Different World is great, we must say. Watching it from the beginning has been fun. Shout out to Netflix. But we're going to be reading because we started the Felician Book Club.
Well, that's like the unofficial name. There's not really a name, actually. We're just, yeah.
I would like to name it the Felician Book Club.
For podcast reasons, we had to give it a name.
And yeah.
What book did you get?
My book is called The Promise of a Pencil, How an Ordinary Person Can Create Extraordinary Change by Adam Braun.
And tell us, how did you decide to get that book? Why did you decide to get that book?
I signed up for MarieFolio.com emails. And one of the first, I guess one of her recent emails out to her subscribers featured an Adam Braun interview. So I watched the interview and I'm like, whoa, I gotta get this book, but I can't afford to buy it. So then I looked up, you know, I'm a reader, so I have a library card. So I looked up and to see if the EBR library had the book in stock, and they did. So that's my journey. It happened within 2 hours.
And if you know Bria, she, in a perfect world, she would spend possibly $200 to $300 on books a month. So I think
it's possible. That's true.
Getting her a library card was the perfect fit. Right?
The best idea I've had in 2015.
Exactly. And I got A Gathering of Old Men by Ernest J. Gaines. No particular reason. I heard that he was a local author, right?
Well, he's from...
He's from Louisiana.
Yeah, he's from Louisiana. I want to say New Iberia, but it's only an hour away from Baton Rouge, wherever he's from.
Yeah, so, and I did like his previous book, A Lesson Before Dying, so I love that book, so I just decided to, you know, give him another go.
Yeah, I read that in high school, A Lesson Before Dying. Did you read it in high school? I think I read it freshman year.
I read it, but I remember nothing.
It's basically a guy that's in... You A Lesson Before Dying, the guy that's in jail and
for a crime he did not commit.
Yeah.
Yes. Typical.
So sad. Okay. That's really sad. Speaking of high school, oh my gosh, what way the transitions are going. It's kind of smooth, you know, super smooth.
We're getting better and better. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about, I've been at a lot of high school track meets for my job. This is the first week. So I went to middle school track on Thursday, high school track on Friday. And that brought up a lot of memories in my younger life, in my younger days. I want to talk about those.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
okay. What you got? So I hated track so much. And I did it for 3 years in high school. And I ran the 400 and the 4x4 whenever they realized what I was willing to do and what I was good at. And then, well, I wouldn't say good at. I was okay at. And my best memory was at East Ascension, and I was running the best 400 of my life. Like, my friend talked me into, like, trying my hardest with running, even though I thought running was pointless. So I was like, oh, I'm going to give it my all this stuff. And then you know what happened right before I crossed the finish line? I fell.
You fell?
I fell. Mm. I fell like a Cinderella, like, you know, at the ball. You know how she's twirling? Like, I just... What is it? It's ever so gracefully fell on my behind. And then anybody I didn't finish. Yeah, my track coach, he helped me up. Oh, everybody else laughed. What horrible people laughed at me.
Well, you know, if I was there, I would have picked you up.
And you would have.
I would have dusted your knee off and bandaged you.
Bandaged me?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tess. That's well, you too bad you went to McKinley and we didn't have track meets together.
Oh, that's so sad. But That's another lovely transition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you my story. So, this is back in ninth grade. I won't tell you what school I went to because that's...
I already said what school you went to.
That's off the books. Oh, you did. So, anyway, so I went to a track meet, and I just thought I was a speed demon. I thought I was the fastest thing on earth. So we get in the blocks and the gun is shot, and then, you know, we start sprinting. Mind you, this is the 100 meter, right? I got dusted. I got smoked, and I went home, and I'm a bit of a pyromaniac, so I think I must have burnt my cleats, like. So I probably burnt my cleats because, I haven't ran track to this day. I just don't care about track. I mean, I watch the Olympics, but sometimes you just have to just give up at the right time. And I think I gave up at the right moment. So that is my track story.
You gave up when you just started.
No, but I've been running since I was like 5 or 6. So I've been running for a while. But It just wasn't time. And then we never practiced. So I don't blame it on myself. I blame it on coach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just letting you run that.
We should have practiced.
You should have been a jumper. I think you've been a good jumper.
No, I have no hops.
You have no hops.
No, I think my vertical is like a 24 or like a 12.
That's a big difference. It's like half.
I don't know, but yeah, I have no hops. What I am good at, however, is checkers. Like, I would destroy anyone in checkers. Oh, so goodness. If you want to play a checker or a dominoes master, I'm both a checker and a dominoes master. So I might not be a speed demon. I might not be the speed demon that I thought I was, but I could beat anyone in dominoes and chess. Holla at me.
You know, me and my sisters used to play dominoes like every day after school and summer camp. So we'd kill you. And I used to be in the chess club when I was in like third grade. I was in the chess club.
Note that I did not say chess. I said
checkers. I was in a chess club, which means that's better than knowing how to play checkers, which I also beat Faith at last 2 weeks ago. During Mardi Gras, we played checkers.
You have to tell the audience who Faith is.
Oh, Faith is my little sister. I beat her in checkers, even though she tried to tell me some rules that I thought were real aren't real because whatever. But yeah, I was in chess club, so I can beat you at that. What else was I in? I can beat you in basketball. I've already beat you in basketball.
What?
I've beaten him in basketball multiple times at my house, so
there's no way that to play a woman in basketball. Because if you win, they'll say that you're going too hard. And if you lose, look at her taking all the claim for her winning.
I won, though. I won fair and square.
I let her win.
Yeah. You don't even know what time I'm talking about. So, we're just going to say you let me win every time you ever won?
I let her win every time we play basketball.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Well, look at that.
What would it look like if I just got up and dunked on you with my 12-inch
finger? Well, that would be rude.
Yeah, so I just...
You can't even dunk.
I did say that my vertical was like 37, right?
You did say your vertical was like 12 and you can't jump.
Okay, I don't know. I want to talk about this anymore.
Well, too late.
You're just bringing up old memories.
I'm just marking the things that I can beat you on. And chess is one. Because I was in a chess club. And okay. I'll say that every day. I can beat you in checkers. Actually, checkers, you might win. You might win at checkers. And then also, what's the last one? Basketball. I play basketball my whole life. Chess play football. So he can beat me in football. You know, I'm not even going to pretend like he can't. I'm not even going to pretend. Okay. Well, that's it for marriage and things. Leave us a review and come back next time.